Mark Scaife is one of the true legends of motorsport in Australia, five-time Australian touring car champ and winner of 90 races, and he's just released a stunning new illustrated autobiography full of roast and toasts from racing people who know him best, that he joins us. Mark Scaife. Scaife, good morning.
G'day, guys. Roast and toast is pretty right. It's come back to haunt me. My college has smashed me up a bit.
They did.
But isn't that the beauty of an autobiography? Isn't that what it's all about?
Well, my intention was I thought they would write nice things, but they've called me a serial pest, a very below average loser, a giant pain in the backside was what Neil Crompton described me as. So it's not great.
It is an absolutely stunning book. It's absolutely beautiful. One thing that got me thinking was looking through the pictures. It just looks so much more fun back in the day. You commentate on every single race. You're always in the paddock. Was it more fun back in the day than what the guys go through now?
Oh, look, I think pretty much all sport is, Matt. You know, I think as we've become so professional, so clinical, so commercial, we're, from a media perspective and a fan perspective, the expectation is so high. I mean, you think about it, back in the day, you know, at a pit stop, so the 1973 Bathurst win from Alan Moffat,
yep,
Fred Gibson fed him a can of Coke at the driver change.
You've got to keep your sugars and electrolytes up.
Oh, exactly. And you know, we've great stories of AFL, especially country footy, you know, where people would have a beer or a smoke at halftime. I mean, all that stuff is just, it's just unheard of. And I'm not saying that even in my racing career it was as lax as that, but we definitely, I mean, on a Friday night, if we qualified, or Saturday or whatever, you know, Richo and I would have a beer of a night. You know, we didn't have 10 beers, but we would certainly have a beer of a night. And it was more of a relaxed camaraderie. I mean, even when my dad raced, I remember sitting in his Statesman till ridiculous o'clock on a Sunday night after he'd raced at Amaru Park, and all the boys would stand around a 44-gallon drum full of whatever it was as a fire,
and they'd all
stand around there having a beer. That's how it was, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely sounds more enjoyable, to be honest. A real highlight in this book are the photos, and I know that Lou here has enjoyed heaps of the pics, Scaife.
Yeah, there's an awesome shot of you and Peter Brock that is just brilliant, just quietly chatting with each other, and it's so candid, but it says so much about the sport, I think.
Yeah, I mean, that was a great shot, and Brock, you know, that was the year basically that he and I, we drove together at 97. You know, he broke the lap record early in the race. We should have won that race by a lap. You know, the car was so good. And that would have been his 10th win. But not so, as a fairy tale, didn't end up happening that way.
Let's have three words on some of the legends that you've either worked with or competed against. So Peter Brock, in three words.
Natural, talent, extraordinary.
What about Craig Lowndes in three words?
Big smile.
Yep.
Competitive.
Yep.
So that's a bit of a weird one, because behind that big smile is a very competitive guy.
Yes. Yeah. What about gentleman Jim Richards, who you shared the podium with at Bathurst in what, 92, when he called the crowd a pack of assholes?
What about Jekyll and Hyde?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yes, that's
a good three words.
Well, you've got to say that, because how he ever got Gentleman Jim, you'd never know. I mean, he was an absolute, he was the most beautiful bloke away from car racing, absolutely stunning man, one of my best friends, but on the track, absolute animal, yeah.
Well, you've got to have that killer instinct. And look, I'm going to throw in one that's a sentimental one for the border. Brad Jones, three words.
Unbelievably committed to motorsport. That's four.
Oh, yeah. Well said, though. Well said.
Very well said.
I've got to ask one more, Lou. I don't know how Scaife's going to handle this one. Russell Ingall.
My biggest enemy.
Oh, yes.
Nice.
Actually, your rapport at Fox Sports was great. He's not part of the team anymore, but it was a very enjoyable to watch. But the book is sensational. I imagine it's available where all good books are sold, Scaife?
Yes. Certainly is.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful book. It really is. Congratulations. It's magnificent. Mark Scaife, legend of Australian motorsport, thanks so much for the chat.
No problem. Thank you very much.